Chris and Kira.
2FM.
Yes, indeed. Oh, there we go. That is a little bit of Eminem, of course, with Headlights here on 2FM. Right, how is everybody? What is happening? My name is Chris. This wonderful woman, her name is Kira.
Hello.
And joining us on the phone is a wonderful gentleman and one of, I would say, Ireland's top male dating expert. The Galway player is on the phone with us. Let's give him a big round of applause.
Oh,
Kira!
God.
Oh, my God, Kira
Stop.
Just clapped.
No, I completely forgot what I was doing.
Wow.
I completely forgot that.
Galway player, you
I'm
see that?
Sorry, I'm
wow,
not.
Wow, I'm in. What a
no,
start to the week.
Yeah.
No, I was distracted. Sorry. Let that
wow.
Well, Kira, you've let your true colours. Yeah, exactly.
How do you take back a clap?
You can't, Kira. I suppose you could kind of go, because that's the reverse of a clap, isn't it? But hey, there you go. Doesn't matter, Kira. You've done it now. Obviously, you've
okay,
shown
okay.
your true feelings.
Whatever.
Oh, Kira, already now in a bad mood because of that. But hey, what can you do? Galway player, hi, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you, Chris?
I can't complain. How is the world of being a Galway player? Any dates this week or anything?
Yes, actually. And actually, you caused me a bit of trouble on a recent date, Chris.
I caused you a bit of trouble?
Yes.
I hope not. I am nothing but a supporter of yours.
Oh, absolutely not. Inadvertent and very innocent, but left me with a small bit of explaining to do. Last Thursday night, after our segment, I had a lady friend call over.
Sure.
So we sat down to watch a movie on my phone, which I stream onto, connect to the TV and watch movies that way. So I had texted you about a segment. You played a very funny clip about an interview on ITV.
Oh, yes, where the guy keeps saying beating men off. Yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
I texted you saying, great clip. Then I sat down to watch a movie with this lady. We're sitting there, and about 15 minutes into the movie, I get a text message pops up on the TV, Chris Green, beating off guys is great fun.
Okay, because, oh, you know what? I have the same thing. I have Viber, and the Viber comes up on my laptop.
Straight away.
Oh, no.
Straight away, I would say that's a dangerous game you're playing, because if you have so many ladies texting you and WhatsApping you and stuff like that,
yeah,
guy,
I
player,
have to... I've got airplane mode on it now while I'm watching. Yeah, it's very, very awkward.
Rookie mistake.
No, yeah,
rookie mistake.
Learn my lesson.
Do you know what I have actually on my new phone before we get into with the Galway player? You know, there's a cool thing. I think this is on a lot of iPhones, but it's new to me. It's a thing called blocking mode, where basically you can set it so that certain people can ring you and others can't. It's amazing. It's fantastic. Do you have that, Galway player?
I actually do, yeah. It's badly needed. Seriously,
I say so, yeah.
Chris, is that why I can't get through to you?
Probably.
Ugh.
You're not on the list, by the way, of people that are allowed to call me. That's genuine. But, you know, you never call me anyway.
I tried to call you.
Oh. Well, you can leave a message. I will get back to you as soon as I can, all right? But anyway, look, Galway player is on the phone with us. He is, of course, Ireland's top male dating expert. He is an expert when it comes to seducing women, when it comes to being a player, so to speak. He is a man of great sexual prowess, Kira.
Oh, Chris, please.
Kira, he is, all right? And let me tell you something. He is online. His Twitter is @GalwayPlayer, and his website is thegalwayplayer.com, simply thegalwayplayer.com. And he comes on every week, and he gives us advice on how the men of Ireland can be players, such as himself. But ladies, I tell this to you every week, and I mean it. This is not a wasted experience for anyone, because you can listen to the Galway player, you can hear the advice he's giving out, and you can be in the other team's dressing room for all of the team talk. So this is a wasted experience for no one. Galway player, what are we going to learn from you this evening?
Okay, Chris. Well, as you know, I'm the voice of our generation.
Yes.
So I like to advise and impart knowledge to the younger people out there. For their fertile minds, I can plant the seed of brilliance and help them develop.
Mm-hmm.
So, this week and around this time of year is a very important time in the lives of the young people of Ireland. I'm talking about starting college.
I think I know. Oh dear, I think I know where
I'm
this might be going.
Going to give a few tips on how to be more successful and enjoy college more.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, good. I mean, that's fair enough. A lot of young people embarking on, I guess you could say, their adult lives, the start of college, you're sure, right? It's a big deal.
See, this is it, exactly. And, you know, college is, the saying is that school days are the best days of your life.
No, that's terrible.
There are people that didn't go to college.
I don't know who came up with that, because that's not true.
Well, as your diaries prove, but college days are indeed the best days of your life. It's absolutely unbelievable. Like, it is brilliant preparation for later life. You know, the late nights, the crap accommodation, scrounging off your parents. It's perfect preparation when all these graduate and head off to Australia and Canada and wherever else they're going to go.
Yeah, exactly. Right, yeah.
So I just have a few basic tips. You know, you're going to get it in a lot of magazines and different websites at the minute, but I'm going to give the real advice that students need to hear to be, you know, actually successful. Not the bullshit
yes.
the parents want to be told or want to hear. It's what the students are going to need and help them have
exactly.
a much better experience.
Go play. Okay. See, this is it. This is why you're here, because you tell us what's really going on. You tell it how
Chris,
it is.
I'm sorry, Chris, you're being overly kiss-assy today.
Kira,
can you just relax?
I want
there?
Him to tell the truth. That's all he's here for, Kira. And I want to hear some of this truth. We want to hear it right now.
Okay, well, the first thing we're going to talk about is accommodation is extremely important, okay?
Sure.
You have to get a good... Key is to have it close to the college. If you do wake up 10 minutes before the lecture, it gives you time to get in. Like, nobody in college has time to be looking at bus timetables or any of that crap cycling into college. You want to be within at max 10 minutes of the college so that you can wander in, like, you know, guys, just roll out of bed, hop into a tracksuit, into a lecture.
That's fair enough.
Okay,
I mean,
that's fair enough.
You know, being close to it, being a part of the action, being in the centre, that is fair enough. I can agree with that.
Now, a good television in the apartment is also very important, because you're going to be having video games championships. You're going to be watching an awful lot of daytime TV. So you're going to be spending a lot of time with this companion, your TV, so make sure, you know, between you, or you can get them rented out. A lot of the electronic stores do this, but it's also important. Whatever else you have in the house, forget about your microwave, your washing machine, any of that crap.
Any of that rubbish, yeah.
Good TV and broadband is essential in the house.
Hey, I won't argue with you there, absolutely.
I'd also highly recommend getting a single room. Like, you know, if you're going to be a player...
A single room,
yeah.
As in not share with anybody else.
Oh, you mean not share... Oh, sorry, okay.
Yeah. Okay, because you don't want to be landing back after score and bringing some decent bird home and having a sock on the door.
No,
and
I
then
hear
you have to
you.
Bring it down. And most of these students, and I've been in a lot of student accommodation around the country, most of the couches are absolutely shocking. I remember getting it on, oh my God, the couches were shocking. And girls jumped out of the bed in the floor above us, and the light bulb fell out and smashed on the table in front and killed her mojo.
No.
I was getting off. So to have a room, you know, your own room.
Sure, no, I hear you. You know, you're right. Those couches are very uncomfortable. I almost actually think they're designed that way so that people don't crash there and sleep on them, isn't it? Because
yeah.
they're desperate. Like, I mean, they're yeah,
no,
I hear you.
Yeah, they're inhumane. You wouldn't see them in
the inhumane. They are, exactly. All right, well, what else should we look for? I guess, what other advice do you have?
Well, one thing that I've always encouraged people to do is get involved in a club or society. It's a brilliant way of mixing and meeting new people. It's very important. As I continuously say, you can tell an awful lot about a person by what kind of sports or hobbies and interests that they have. If you don't have any, you know, say, for example, some of the clubs and societies that are around the country, like the Banter Society in NUIG Galway, Comic Book Sock, the Disney Sock, the Time Lord Sock, the Play-Doh Society is in Maynooth.
Oh, no.
You have a Tea Society, a Harry Potter Society, a Pokemon Society.
Where's the Pokemon Society?
In DCU.
Wow, Jesus.
So, you know, straight away you can draw your own conclusions to these people. They're all virgins. So what you need to be doing is joining, you know, the accountants. What society are you in? Accountancy and finance. Oh, here's my knickers. I won't be needing these tonight.
Yeah, sure. That's a real, I guess that's a real magnet. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So join something. You know, like there's, that involves trips away and overnight stays. You know, hockey. A lot of hot birds play hockey. Them skirts are quality. It's great spectator sport. They're always bent over. Oh, yeah.
Karting, right.
A lot of trips away. The cheerleading society. I mean, you know, come on. You're going to get a lot of talent there. The mainstays, your soccer, your GA, rugby. You know, there's prestige. You're cooler if you're on those teams. Girls are always coming up to me. Oh my God, I heard you scored a cracker today. I heard you're unbelievable today. You know, word gets out around the campus. So it's important, but it's also just an excellent networking opportunity. What I see is a lot of people from smaller towns, right? And they're coming up and they stay in the very same circle of friends that they had in secondary school, okay?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. You're killing your opportunities for meeting new women.
You know, I hear you, and I don't mean to interrupt, but you actually, on a serious note, you hit such a good point there. And believe me, I'm not going to get sidetracked with you. I love your advice, but you really do. Like, you see, don't get me wrong, so my best friends are the ones I went to primary school with. But there's nothing wrong with stepping a little bit outside of that when you're in college. Do you know what I mean? It's almost sad, the ones that almost make a point of not talking to anyone they went in primary school with when they're in college. You know? It's ridiculous. Listen to the man. I hear you. Definitely.
Yeah, so, you know, anyone that's doing your course is of a similar mental disposition. You know, you kind of have the same interests. So it should be pretty easy. Ireland has to be one of the easiest places in the world to mix. Where are you from? Do you know such a one? Because I was very good at sport and knew a lot of people around Galway City and County, that was enabled me to mix. But all you need is one or two people that you have something in common with, and it gives you the confidence. And, you know, it's all about having a good start, as I say. So the more people you chat to, the more sex you're going to end up having in the long term.
Sure. No, look, absolutely. It's a numbers game, of course, isn't it?
So another thing I'd encourage, that's very important, and a lot of people make this mistake as well, be single in college. Like, if you go up to college and you're dating a girl, it's like owning a Ferrari and not being able to drive it, okay? The talent. Okay, she can be the beauty queen of Ballygo Backwards and all the boys in the minor team think she's unbelievable, right? But when you get up to college and you see, like, the Donegal birds with their accents, or all them northern birds, they're filthy as well.
Yeah. Oh, I see, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. City girls. You'll have the Dublin birds coming down. There's girls wearing more makeup to a 9 a.m. lecture in most universities nowadays than would wear it on a Saturday night out in the country nightclub.
That's true, in fairness.
So the absolute talent. So if you're going up to college and you have a bird, like, you're killing yourself. It's, you know, cold to Newcastle. You need to be giving yourself every single opportunity. Now, if you're going to stay faithful, you know, that's pointless. If you're going to be more of my mental disposition, then that's, you know, that's cool too. You have something to go home to at the weekends. So, you know, it's a decent opportunity.
Yeah, it is. You're right. It would be a shame to turn it down. I hear you.
And you know, a few practical tips when you're going to college, I suppose, would be, if, you know, all the banks are out trying to get people to set up, what I would say is join the same bank as your parents. Because if you're in a different bank, it takes longer for the money to get in. So if you need beer money on a Thursday night, yeah, and you get your mum or dad to go in during the day, it's not going to be there till the next day or maybe Monday.
Yeah,
so just, you know, you'd have to think outside the box.
That's actually really clever. You're dead right. It'll be an instant transfer if you're with the same bank.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
On things like that, you know, you have to appreciate your parents because they're generally the main reason that you got to college. You know, their support, encouragement and finances. They're generally the reason. So show your respect. You know, go home, visit them, bring home your dirty washing so your mother feels loved and appreciated.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, she misses cleaning up after you and cooking for you while you're away.
Yeah, she does.
So, you know, you need to show some love because, you know, they'll be there for you when the college, the good times are gone.
You can go back to them, exactly. You can go back and live there. Yeah,
exactly.
I hear you. No, absolutely. Man, Galway player, this is good advice. I mean, this is very solid. Galway player, you've really thought about this as well. Like, that bank transfer one is, like, that's serious preparation for this.
Yeah, I remember, you know, from my own time in college, the boys, like, I had a few different part-time jobs coming in, a bit of modelling work and different stuff when I was in college. But other stories, you'd hear them and you'd see them, you know what's going on. And just, it's like dating, it's like anything else in life. You need to think outside the box and you're going to have much better opportunities in life.
In fairness, you kind of sound like you've never grown up since college.
Oh wow, Kira getting very personal.
No, well, it's the truth, though.
Oh, God, play, what do you think of that?
Did you ever see that movie Van Wilder? Remember, Van Wilder was in college for absolutely years. Honestly, I feel like I'm talking to Van Wilder and not in a good way because Ryan Reynolds was, like, way hotter than you.
Wow, that's ridiculous.
Go away, player. Do you mind me asking how long were you in college?
I was good looking. I would prefer not to answer that because it'll give away my identity.
Fair enough.
Are you still in college?
But it was a bit longer than most students.
Okay.
But I never repeated an exam. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Did you just do the perpetual, like you did the undergrad and then the postgrad and then the masters and then the, you know, all of that?
Listen, guys, I've lived the dream. I'm still living the dream.
Are you still in college?
Sure you are. Are you still in college?
We don't need to go into that. I'm here to give advice to young people, okay? That's what I'm getting paid for. So that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. No, look.
I'm going to talk about some of the life skills that you pick up when you're in college.
Okay.
Like self-discipline.
Yeah.
Really important one. And, you know, actually going into lectures. You know, I know it's all on Blackboard and different stuff nowadays, but, like, you know, some people do go into lectures and, you know, have goals in weeks. This is a great thing, people celebrating, actually going into all their lectures.
I know, like, it's such a big deal, right?
14 hours in
yeah,
college,
well done. Like, geez, you basically turned up for one average person's day of work. That's incredible. Good for you.
And
yeah,
to go on the beard the whole next
yeah,
week to
yeah,
celebrate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Oh, good Lord. But yeah, I know you're right.
As I said, networking yeah. is essential.
Sure.
You want to befriend nerds with good handwriting. When it comes
did
to
did he just say nerds with
yeah.
good handwriting?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I watching an American movie from
1995? Poindexter's, Kira. You
well,
know?
You're calling me Van Wilder, so.
You're right, though. You know what? I was the guy with the laptop, which is even worse, because I took down all my notes, like, I typed them. So I was like the nerd with good handwriting who had a laptop who could email everyone their notes. So I hear you. Know exactly yeah. what that's like.
We'd definitely be mates in college. Yeah. Another thing is health awareness, okay? There's going to be doctors on campus and free condoms. So make sure you go to the students' union and fleece them for free condoms. You don't want to be paying. They're awfully expensive. But you do not want to be getting any scratches or itches down there, let me tell you.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, just check out for things like that. Like, I've done a bit of work with ACT Meningitis, and, you know, they're encouraging students to make sure that they keep checking themselves out. So, you know, what you do if you're a good friend, you'd pick a good close female and say, I'll do an examination on you if you do an examination on me.
Yes.
So, you know, and see where it goes. It's just about being conscientious and health aware.
Look, Galway player, I mean, this, you know what? We're going to leave it there because Galway player is very busy and I'm aware of that. But literally, instead of all these handbooks and guides and all this stuff that they give you when you're entering college, it should just be a transcript of what the Galway player is after saying. That should be a mandatory reading for anyone. In fact, anyone embarking on the world, never mind in college or third level or any of that. But Galway player, until then, you've just shared it with everyone. And I think that's enough for now. But hopefully some of the universities will consider, and all the colleges and all that will consider, maybe, you know, making this available as a handbook to every first year from now on, and everyone just going back to another year of college, because it was.
Yeah, I think USI will definitely be in touch tomorrow.
Let's like, say so. Yeah. All right. Well, look, Galway player, thank you as always for coming on. His Twitter is @GalwayPlayer, and his website is thegalwayplayer.com. TheGalwayPlayer.com. I really don't think you can argue with him this evening. He's making some absolutely fantastic points. Galway player, thank you for coming on this evening.
It was a pleasure as always, Chris.
Tell you what I'm going to do. Some Iggy Azalea and Rita Ora on the way with Black Widow. But first, a very fitting track, of course, given that the Galway player has just been on. Ed Sheeran, The Man, here on 2FM. See what I did there, Kira? There we go. There you go. Ed Sheeran, The Man. Oh, yeah. Chris and Kira. 2FM.